or no tax.
The former governor of Illinois vows to appeal one conviction count. How about that? One out of 24, and it was lying to the FBI. Dr. Laura quits her show after the controversy over the N-word. She used it 11 times to a caller. And you can say, who cares, Kate? But it is significant because she's been around for a very long time and weathered a couple of different storms, so it's interesting to see what path now she's taking on this one, and she's quitting by the end of the year. In other words, not trying to get her contract renewed. Controversy that matters more to you than Dr. Laura and her radio show. President Obama and Harry Reid in a showdown, they clash big time on what to do with the Ground Zero Mosque. It might not matter, as the governor of New York is trying to convince the developers that there's some state land that they can have in another location. Will they bite and give up the ghost on the piece of property that is just two blocks away from where the World Trade Centers went down? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, of course, the name of the show. It's like the crookedest street in the world. You know where that is? That's in San Francisco. Yeah, hang on for the ride, because we're moving all over the place. Best water cooler buzz around. And the great part is we don't shut you out. I don't care what your ideology is, left, right, somewhere in between, or just confused. You can sound off at 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If anything, now is the time for conversation in this country, because the more people get involved locally on the state level and then ultimately on the national level, what a difference that will make. When more people know what's actually happening behind closed doors, or they think they know, or they're trying to find out, the more they're informed, the better off all of us will be. When most of America knows more about what's happening on the political front versus what's happening to Snooki at the Jersey Shore cast. I'm not saying you can't watch AnyTube, but don't become a zombie. And pretty much it's what it's about is that 15 minutes. People just cannot get enough of these reality shows. Oh, it kills me. I cannot go there with you. I don't get it. Now, if you want to go watch some ball games, I totally get that. And if you want to chill another way, go fishing, do whatever, absolutely, because that's what it's about. Hey, so many people have bled for our freedoms and the freedoms to do what we choose to do. But I just do not understand how so many more people know what's happening to Snooki or the Jersey Housewives or whoever than they know about what's going on in their community right underneath their noses. And trust me, there's drama being played out, too. I'm telling you. All right, I mentioned the governor of Illinois and the fact that there's going to be a retrial, by the way, starting August 27th. Patrick Fitzgerald has an axe to grind, and boy, he is not going to let it go until Blago is behind bars for more than just one count, and who knows what he'll get on that one count anyway. But here were some of the thoughts of the people after it was announced in Chicago.
Right. Hey, you're still our governor. You're still our governor.
Español, español. No culpable, gracias por...
Yeah, all right. Woo! We love you. Patty, Patty, we love you, Patty. Stay strong, honey. Stay strong. Yeah, all right.
All right, you got to love that. You hear those people yelling, Patty, stay strong. That's his wife they're yelling at. See, that does show you, though, the power of persuasion. Patrick Fitzgerald afterwards said that the guy had, Blagojevich, had an incredible acting job, and that's how he won over so many of the people. But just to say it again, it's just guilty on one count out of 24, and that was lying to the FBI, and that's what the federal jury found on Tuesday after more than 14 days of tossing this around. And now it's just a question of what happens on the 27th, because then that would start the whole thing over again. And it was just a day ago that the jurors asked for transcripts of the testimony from the former deputy governor, and that was handed over. They asked for a lot of different things on some of these counts. There was some confusion. And he pled not guilty, as you remember, to all 24 counts, including charges, and this was the big one, that he tried to sell or trade Obama's old Senate seat for another job or campaign cash. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey, your girlfriend, Dr. Laura, is going to leave radio in the next couple of months.
I told you she'd be gone. You didn't think she would be.
I was surprised. I got to say, you were tapped into this. Maybe you had a good source on that show, but I'm surprised.
Well, now's not the time to be using the N-word, you know.
No, I agree with that, but I'm surprised that she didn't try to hang on. But you know what? A couple of sponsors dropped, and maybe there was some pressure from Premier.
I'd say there's a lot of pressure to get rid of her.
Yeah.
Been hearing about the one to build that mosque in New York City.
Yeah, we've been talking about that, sure.
Yeah. I let them build it, but they had to use union labor.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they're building it, they can put cameras and microphones in there and listen.
Just plant some equipment in there to see what's really going on.
Yeah, that way you keep an eye on them, you know. That's what Russia did at U.S. Embassy in Moscow, you know. They planted.
That's right.
Microphones and everything else listening in on them. So, you know, that's what they ought to do. That way you keep an eye on them and see what's up.
Yeah, but you're not going to legally do that. Are you kidding? Then CARE would be all over them and sue them to the ends of the earth. Sue the government then next. It would be a nightmare, but I understand where you're going with that. Hey, now that there wouldn't be some spying, because remember, things that have cropped up in New Jersey and some of these other hot spots have been when an informant turned on somebody, or they were able to assimilate, some agents were able to assimilate at a mosque, because that's where all the information came from.
Uh-huh. They just watch who's coming and going.
Yeah.
Just like they do the mob, you know.
Right.
They watch the mob all the time, see what they're up to. So
watch the mob and the mosque at the new center, the new Islamic center,
Yeah, that's the old letters. So you keep an eye on them. I say go ahead and let them build it. That way you watch what they're up to.
I think what's going to happen is, and Rick, we're up against it. You have a good one, my friend. I think what's going to happen is they're not going to build it there. I truly believe that the governor will persuade this to move in a different direction. Maybe not just the governor, but clearer heads will prevail, because there are plenty of, I'll call them leaders or mouthpieces, spokespeople, that have some level of prestige in this country who are saying not to do it, that it doesn't make sense. Why open this up for debate? Why go there in the first place? Because it's not that this is this absolute piece of property you have to have. And then this would be a way to prove, hey, we're willing to back off of this. Stay with us. We're not backing off. More next, Round the Bend.
If you are concerned about heart health, have heart problems, or know someone who does, this message is for you. LifeWise Naturals introduces HeartWise with citronol, CoQ10, hawthorn, and more. For premium cardiovascular health, just 2 HeartWise capsules per day provide optimum levels of powerful nutrients to promote cardiovascular energy, healthy blood pressure, circulatory health, and normal cholesterol levels. HeartWise is made with patented ingredients using only research-based potencies of individual nutrients. This exclusive formulation works in multiple ways. ways, providing comprehensive cardiovascular protection. A 30-day supply of HeartWise with Citronol and CoQ10 is only $22.50. GCN listeners, order HeartWise now and receive a free bottle of True Pomegranate, one of the most effective superfoods and antioxidants available. Mention product code HEART when you call 800-643-9558, 800-643-9558, or go to freeheartoffer.com. That's freeheartoffer.com today.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They've both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Your attorneys to plead my case. No, oh yes, to send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true with diamonds and gold. But that ain't gonna help me now. I'm in trouble, yeah, trouble now. I'm in trouble now.
Boy, we're whittling down the days, counting the days, the dog days of summer till we get to November 2nd, Election Day. Maybe some of you are going to take the early route. Please do. Do something. Make sure that you go out and vote. Then you can call the show and you can kvetch and complain and vent about the idiots that are representing you in Washington. Wouldn't it be great? I would love it if somebody... if somebody ran and just said, and we have seen the candidates attempt to do this, run and say, this is what I stand for, boom, ba-doom, ba-doom, ba-doom. And if you don't like it, sorry, this is how I feel. I'm not going to be swayed in a different direction, even though the people around me trying to get me elected tell me that this is suicide, but I just cannot agree and go along with the herd. A lot of people think Scott Brown is going to be that guy, that he's already shown signs of doing that, and that if he doesn't believe in something the Republicans are saying, he'll take a different course. And if he, and vice versa, he's not going to feel like he just has to do that to be the renegade. So we'll see. He's somebody that everybody's keeping an eye on anyway. It was such a shocker when he was elected to fill the shoes of Ted Kennedy, who couldn't be more liberal and was forever one of the senators representing Massachusetts. And here comes this Republican in a truck who had some experience in the state level, but just won over the imaginations of the voters. And partially, too, his opponent was so crazy in the sense that I think she was so arrogant, assuming that she didn't have to go out there and really stump for votes, and had made comments about that. Why wasn't she at the Red Sox game, or why wasn't she here or there or whatever? And it's too cold, or it's this or it's that. And you're like, wow, is this really what the Democrats thought was going to happen? Well, trying to predict the future is what the campaigners do. It's why there are some people in the business, the spinmeisters, who are paid very big dollars to do that. To not just throw darts at a dartboard or go to a tarot reader, but to figure out how they're going to get their guy or their woman in. How are they going to get them elected? And one of the things that the Republicans think will happen this time around is the mosque issue, because now it's become a national issue, is another win for the GOP, and candidates around the country are seizing the opportunity to wave the flag that the president is supporting the right of the Muslims to build that mosque near Ground Zero, and battering him around as though he's completely insensitive to the families of the September 11th victims, and he's an elitist who's out of touch with what Americans really think. And you're seeing that a lot across the country that's cropping up. Besides the financial reform and healthcare reform is another biggie, depending on where the person's from and who they're representing. But this mosque has been a thorn in the side of a lot of Democrats who are running, who wish that the president didn't really weigh in on this one, and that he, you know, what's happening is they're saying things like he's lacking compassion or empathy for the victims' families. And I don't know why he chimed in on that. I was surprised at in the first place. And then to a couple days later to try to come back a little bit on it. And that's just ripe. That is just ripe for politicians to key in on it. Of course. Of course. It's like Carly Fiorina, the GOP Senate candidate. She was talking to reporters in Sacramento, and she said the issue was not about religious freedom, but it's about being sensitive to those who suffered in the attacks. And then her opponent, the longtime senator from that area, Senator Barbara Boxer, said it was an issue for New Yorkers, but nobody's buying that. Everybody is trying to really weigh in on it. So because of that and some other blunders by the Democrats, it's interesting that Bill Clinton, who still has some cachet with voters, he does, and that's why, depending on where it is, Clinton will go out and he'll stump for some of the local candidates. And he was doing just that when he talked about what crybabies the Democrats are, and here's what he said.
If you're a Democrat, you need to hold your head up, and I'm tired of reading about how we're all belly aching. You know, it's no secret that I tried hard to defeat President Obama in the primaries. And some of you helped. But I want to tell you something. It is my professional opinion that he has done a much better job than he has gotten credit for so far. And so has the Congress, and so is Kendrick Meek. We need the doers up there.
So Clinton says we need the doers up there. And I agree with that statement. We need the doers in Washington. That's the problem. It's always about the reaction and not enough action. Reacting to the tragedies, the problems, the deficits, the credit crunch, things that affect Americans, the joblessness, the double digits of that, or recession, double digits, or the mortgage crisis. I mean, you name it, I could flip it all out there. And there's like this blind eye. Regulation and red tape when it works for whatever special interest, and then none suddenly when it doesn't work. Oops. Yeah, we weren't really thinking about that. But now on second thought, let me be the Monday morning quarterback and say, we should have done this, woulda, shoulda, coulda. It, that's what it is. Congress is the woulda, shoulda, coulda bunch. Woulda, shoulda, coulda. That's got to change. And it can change come time, you know, for these elections where you've got 37 gubernatorial spots, 37 senatorial spots, and the entire House, is up for grabs. That is huge. All right, I love follow-ups because I hate it when a story breaks and we talk about a story or we get somebody on and we talk about different angles of privacy or what the government's doing or what we think should happen and analyze it from 15 different points of view and from here until Sunday, and then it just goes away. There's no follow-up to that. So here's the follow-up to the crazy story. Remember this in Pennsylvania in Lower Merion, which is a very highbrow area, which I love when stuff like that happens. No criminal charges are going to be filed against the Philadelphia school district that secretly snapped thousands upon thousands of webcam photos and screenshots on laptops that were issued to their students. And the reason why is because the FBI and the prosecutor said they couldn't really prove any criminal wrongdoing. And they said they hadn't found the evidence that would establish beyond a reasonable doubt that anyone had criminal intent. They investigated this wealthy school district for possible wiretap violations after a student's civil lawsuit exposed that whole issue that was going on. And the student was a kid named Blake Robbins who said that the district photographed him 400 times in a 15-day period, sometimes when he was sleeping in his bedroom or was half-dressed. And what they did is it was activated by a remote tracking system to try to find laptops that had been reported lost or stolen. But then they had to come back, the district, and acknowledge that the software sometimes was activated for weeks or months after a laptop was found. That's how they got all the pictures. And how many webcam photos they had and the screenshots? 56,000. 56,000. Oh, that is crazy and so inappropriate. So stupid. I don't get it. They were trying, and the reason, and probably the reason it was dropped, is because they had laptops that went missing in the last couple of years. They didn't want to keep having to replace them. So what probably was the thought process is it's not a big deal to do this. But you know what? It was a big deal. So they skirted around it. They were pretty lucky, I think, in Lower Merion. Hang with us. Stretch time here on America Tonight. Kind of like in a ball game, seventh inning stretch. Yeah. Get up, stretch, and we're coming back for more in just a few.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Genesis.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Recap here, America, in case you missed it. Some quick headlines for you. The Craigslist killer, remember him, Philip Markoff. Apparently he wrote his ex-fiancée's name and what looked to be blood on the wall of his jail cell before killing himself. That's according to a prosecutor. That was a sad, crazy, crazy story. And the girl he was engaged to, he was going to medical school in Boston, had no clue who she was hooked up with, and he had massive gambling debts and had terrorized a few women that he found through Craigslist, all to chase down some money that he needed to pay off some debts. And he ended up killing one of them. Blagojevich, you know that name, probably because you've seen him do his song and dance on Trump's TV show, and he did a couple of special shows on radio. I don't think it was nationally syndicated, though. It was just in the Windy City. Anyway, he also was the former governor of Illinois, and he was accused of trying, among all the things, trying to sell Barack Obama's state Senate seat when he went off to Washington. So this federal jury decides it was just one count that he would be convicted of, and that was lying to the FBI. Out of all the charges that were thrown out there in this federal corruption trial, that was it. That was it. All the other 23 counts, it would have to be seen as at least a little bit of a victory for this former governor, because the jury deliberated for 14 days. They said they were hung on 23 counts, and that's how it ended up. Now, the talk of the retrial for August 26th, it would start all over again. Oof. Now, on the one count, the maximum penalty is like 5 years, and then there's a fine that goes along with that, too. But all the other counts would have added up to an incredible amount of years, even if they knock some of those out. So I think the jurors were giving hints as to what they were thinking. They asked the judge in the case as to what they do when they can't agree, and that's what's happened. So it's not a complete close at this point. It's gonna be reopened again because the government bungled the case in the first place. They couldn't get him convicted on the more serious charge, and now they're gonna bring this whole thing over again. And the public mood is certainly the public opinion, the court of public opinion is there for Blago. Partially because of how he made fun of himself. You know, the humor thing really goes a long way and wins people over. And then he became a national name, not because of all the charges maybe initially, but then everything that happened afterwards, how he was beating the band to say that he was innocent and the appearances he made and all that other sort of stuff. I mean, even there was talk about him doing one of those shows, it was, I think, NBC, where they were going to drop him on an island somewhere with some other celebrities, but he wasn't allowed to do that, so he didn't get dropped on the island, or that would have been two reality shows that he would have done. Also making news, sadly, is this story out of South Carolina that is too familiar to the people of that state. In the mid-90s, Susan Smith made big news across the country when she sent her two little boys into the river, and they were killed. She strapped them into their car seats and pushed the car in, and then made up a story about somebody coming after her and all that other sort of stuff unfolded. In fact, she was a white woman, and she said it was a black man, and ultimately it didn't take too long for the police to realize that it was Susan Smith who killed her young sons. One was 3 and one was 14 months old. Now you've got another woman who's done a similar thing, although it looks as though she smothered them beforehand. 29 years old, that's her age, Shaquin Dooley, and she sent her two children to their death also, allegedly, into the waters of Orangeburg County. So the sheriff there, Larry Williams, talked about the charges and what will happen now as she confessed to the police that she killed her two young sons.
We have this morning served two warrants of murder against Mrs. Dooley for the death of her children.
Yeah, it's sad too, because the boys in this case, I guess her mother was beating her up about being a terrible mother. She was unemployed and felt like she was in a lot of trouble, and I guess now more trouble than she could possibly realize by doing the saddest, sickest thing that I just can't imagine. And when it's interesting, because this will become a story about her, some of it will become a story about her, about, oh, you know, what happens to somebody when they're in that situation, and she's fighting with her mother over parenting. You know, to tell you the truth, I really don't care what the reason was, because it's the boys that you cry for, that you feel so awful about. Too many times, I think, we forget about the victims. It's just like the Susan Smith thing. Whether a woman is riddled with postpartum depression, which is terrible, and doesn't reach out to somebody, still the facts are the facts that the innocent kids who can't fend for themselves are strapped into seats, are smothered or whatever by their own mothers. What a horrific death for innocent young children. You just can't even wrap your mind around that. You can think about the depression or the problems, but not getting help and to go to that extreme, wow. This one we talked about a little bit, and it's worth bringing up again, because there was a crazy manhunt on in Bangkok, Thailand. A British kickboxer on the run after he allegedly stabbed a U.S. Marine to death. There was a bar brawl last week, and Lee Aldhouse is probably hiding in Pawtucket. That's where they think he is, because that's where it happened. So they don't think that he's gotten out. You think of the checkpoints there in the airport, and they are doing everything they can to stop him from leaving the country, but he might have, they say, slipped through neighboring countries or other small islands, or who knows, because they haven't been able to find him yet. And the story goes that both were trained kickboxers, and they were adept in the popular local style of kickboxing. You use your fists and elbows, knees and shins and all that sort of stuff. And that this was just a fight between these two guys, and things got out of hand, and that was it. And, you know, he took off. But the man who was killed, the guy who was killed, is a guy who was American. He was born in Colorado and grew up in Norman, Oklahoma, and was part of the Marine Corps after he graduated from high school, and he was really hoping to travel the world, and he was doing that. But they've got investigators are talking about surveillance video from some convenience stores and stuff, and they think that they've got him on tape, and he had been living in Pawtucket for years, so he might have had a way. He was training there, so he might have had a way to get off of that island and go on to another one. But boy, those Thai police catch you, that's the end. They'll have him, and he'll be locked down. He won't go anywhere after that. That's for certain. Every once in a while, NBC, or maybe it's HBO, I don't know, they run these programs. It might be NBC, I think it's NBC. It's called Lockdown or something. It talks about what happens when you're caught in other countries, convicted of murder or other things, what it's like to be in some of those prisons. And in Thailand, boy, they don't suffer fools. Let's just say that, huh? We're going to end on this one because this is another follow-up too. Wyclef Jean, he was talking about becoming president of Haiti, or trying to fill in the shoes, fill in the blanks. But he's got to be deemed eligible to run for the president of that country. And right now the decision as to whether or not he can even do that has been put on pause. It's been postponed until the end of this week. There are certainly other presidential hopefuls, but his eligibility was under question after claims that he hasn't lived in Haiti for 5 consecutive years before the election. Now, that's one of the mandates in that nation's constitution. Go figure, with all the chaos that's there. The lawyer for Jean says that he does meet that, so we'll see what the court ultimately says. Remember, he announced, I guess, a week and a half ago, maybe 2 weeks, that he had filled out the paperwork to run for president. But since he did that, he's been criticized heavily, saying that he's not really the right guy to help in Haiti because he's too well known, and with all the death threats and whatnot that he's received, it might not be the best fit for that country. Stay with us. The power of positive thinking or not next on ATN.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol still.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field. This non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine, chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me. Just this old guitar and an empty
bottle
of food.
Remember the book, The Secret Runaway, a couple of years ago, or The Power of Positive Thinking? I went to B&N today just for grins. I was checking at the, looking at the books that were available on positive thinking, and I couldn't believe how many I saw. I counted 55, and there are probably some others that the title I wasn't sure of. But what happens when you find that you fill your head with nothing but the positive and still negative things happen to you? There's a lot of disillusionment, I believe, that people are carrying around because of that. It's been a while, but it's always a pleasure to welcome the ATN head shrinker to the show. There's none better. Judith Barr, here she is coming in from the virtual green room. Judith, thanks for popping back on with us. We appreciate your time.
I'm delighted to be here with you, Kate.
You know, I got a note from you, and you were talking about the dangers of positive thinking. And it's funny, I just had a discussion like this with somebody a couple of weeks ago, because the book The Secret is coming out. They're doing another sequel to it or something, and a lot of people read that book and thought that if they just could think that they're going to be thin and they're going to be a supermodel or they're going to get that parking space, that it would work out for them. Now, some people really believe that happens and it has worked for them, or they think so, but then other people become massively disillusioned. So why is it that you think that positive thinking can't create that lasting change that so many people are longing for?
Kate, even if the people who think it is working for them, even if it appears to be, you can't just go think positive things and ignore what is inside you beneath that. And one of my concerns is that they call it positive and negative. You know, we all have painful feelings. We have them from the time we're little babies. It's not all that we have, but there are painful feelings. And that is like, that's what really is meant when people say negative thoughts and feelings. They're talking about stay away from the pain. And we have become so afraid of the pain and of the feelings that are painful that we avoid them like the plague. But when you do that, what you're doing is the same thing we do as little kids. When we're little kids and we feel pain, it's too much to bear, especially when we're really, really young. And so what we do is reflexively we push down and bury the pain and find something else to do with ourselves. It's really like a reflex, a protective reflex. So if you're feeling pain today and what you do is go to the positive and push down the pain, you're doing the exact same thing, just in a different form with your mind instead of perhaps just a reflex emotional thing. And what that does when you bury the pain is somehow it will come back up again to what I call haunt us. It may come up in a way that it we create something or it drives us to create something in our lives so those feelings can come out. But it's driving us unconsciously if we've pushed it under again. So that's the danger, that it's still in there. The pain is still in there. I don't see the pain or the painful feelings as negative. I see them as feelings that reflect the pain we experienced or the wounds we have that needs to come up for us to purposefully and safely feel it for healing.
Yeah, so if a lot of people, Judith, are running around doing that, it could have the opposite effect. If most of us are trying to do it, or a big chunk of us are trying to do that, what would the effect be in our neighborhoods, in our world, if everyone was doing the same thing and not dealing with real life and real pain?
Well, let's use the example of the recession.
Mm.
When the recession came, people were very scared. People's pain about not having enough and their fears about not having enough and whatever each person's particular fears were from childhood got triggered. But from what I can see, most people, Kate, have just taken care of things on the outside. They've paid off bills or they've given up things or they've put a lot into savings or they've gotten extra jobs. And they've felt that those things were positive things, and I'm not saying it was not a healthy thing for people to do some of those things. Some outer changes do need to be made in occasions like that. But the problem is people push down the fears and push down the pain from childhood and from whatever that stemmed from. So let's say we have millions of people in our country who are afraid they'll never have enough. And what they've done is to do things in the outer world and trying to get to the positive, but they've buried that fear and the feeling that they'll never have enough. So that's going to come up. It's going to come up to haunt them. Maybe no matter how hard they try, they won't be able to create enough, or maybe they'll create riches in their life, but no matter how many riches they create, it will never feel like enough. And that will drive us individually and as a country, as an economy, as a world economy, to keep doing really unhealthy things, to be making decisions not from a healthy, conscious place here and now, but from a very young place inside us without even realizing we're doing that.
Yeah, I wonder, and we know that, and you've said this, some positivity is great in your life, but not dealing with things is not good. Then we'd be running around and we'd all be like ostriches. And ultimately, here's what I would worry about too, Judith, and let me know your thoughts on this. What about the younger generation coming up? What are they being taught if they're seeing that? If that's all they're being told, positive, 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 could that do the same thing to kids, for example, in elementary school?
Absolutely. What the parents have learned and what the parents teach get taught all the way down. It gets modeled all the way down, just in terms of how the parents and the teachers and the other adults are interacting with them and with each other. And it gets the children get affected directly. Let's say you have a parent who's trying really, really hard to just do positive thinking and feelings. Mm. And let's say their child is hurt and really starts wailing from the hurt, and the parent kind of distracts them and tries to get them to feel better and to think positive. Oh, you'll be all right. That parent is depriving the child of going through the feelings of pain to the other side. And what we need for our healing, not just individually, but as a culture and a world society, Kate, is to build the capacity to feel those feelings and to utilize them well, to be able to tell which feelings are here and now feelings that we need to act on and which feelings are feelings that are red flags or guides to our early wounds, that those feelings can help us heal the early wounds.
Yeah, is the, you know, this is a different subject. It's the same subject, goes along with the same thing. I was talking to a doctor the other day. We were talking about medications, and this went along with another discussion I had with a pharmacist who said she could not believe the amount of people taking antidepressants continuously. In other words, from some of the younger people to all the way up, that it was the most that she can ever remember people coming in for antidepressants. Now, I think that some people certainly need them, and it does help many people depending on what they're struggling with. But do you feel like there's a medication thing here, too, about, okay, we just got to feel positive, and so whatever it takes, you know, whatever I have to do, I'm just going to do it. If I have to take pills, but maybe I don't need them, I don't want to deal with the ugly feelings. Do you think there's something with that, too?
I'm very concerned about that. It's a very literal way in which we medicate our feelings. And when people can't get the literal medication, they medicate their feelings in other ways. They drink, they use non-medical drugs, they overwork, they oversex, they get addicted to TV and the computer. You know, that's what I'm saying. We are so afraid of our feelings that people will do whatever they need to do to not have to feel them. Instead, I mean, imagine if we had a world where children were taught by parents who had done their own work to build their capacity to feel, to go through the feelings and come out the other side knowing I have the strength to feel whatever I need to feel, and then to be able to make clear, conscious, healthy choices about what needs to happen next. It would be a different world. That's what I'm working towards.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's a great cause, because we can see that hopelessness that sadly is spreading amongst a lot of people. Judith, I want to tell everyone that they can go to your website. It's, of course, 3Ws, PowerAbusePowerHealed.com. Judith Farr, always a pleasure to have you on America Tonight.
Thank you. My pleasure too, Kate.